John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
The sun will come out, Tanaka. Bet your bottom dollar with Tanaka. The sun will shine anyway.
Anyway, welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios here in the Bronx. My name's Jimmy, and over there is Joke. He sucks, and the Yankees are playing.
His fingers fluttered on the banging.
Totally agree.
Wrong language. Hey, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The Yankees go to Tampa to face the Rays.
Expected to be their competition this year.
You were muted that whole time.
I know. Thank God.
Do it again.
A pretty bad interest by me. Rays. Yanks are heading to Tampa. I said no silly stuff before, which works out.
Yeah.
Yanks are heading to Tampa. They're facing the Rays, formerly the Devil Rays. Expect to be the Yankees' competition in the AL East this year. Rays have gone off to a bit of a slower start than they would have liked, while the Yankees were shot out of a cannon, although they did run into a little bit of a speed bump in Philadelphia. Tonight, it's Tanaka versus Snell, and they're playing baseball. Jim, how are you?
Run it back. I'm good. Welcome to the show. Tonight, there will be a game played between the Yankees. Jake, talking here. I didn't do that once during your whole opening monologue. Be professional.
Corn Man, Jake is actually way cuter than Jimmy. Bang!
Who said it?
Corn Man.
Who fucking said it?
Corn Man.
Corn Man?
Corn Man.
That sounds like some Midwest
corn
bullshit.
Corn Man.
Corn Man. Get out of here.
Where is she?
Please remove Corn Man from the chat.
Don't do it.
Leading off for the Yankees tonight is DJ LeMahieu. He's playing second base. Batting second, he's a giant, Aaron Judge. In the three hole, Aaron Hicks. Stanton is DHing.
And now it felt mean.
Yeah. Luke Voit is batting fifth. He's playing first base. Gleyber Torres looking to get out of his slump. They are slowly sliding him lower and lower and lower and lower and lower in the lineup. He went from 3 to 4 to 5, and now he's 6. J.R. Shell is batting seventh. Gary Sanchez batting eighth. And Talkman gets in there against the lefty because what did Jake, the cutie, the corn kid, tell you yesterday slash today on Talkin' Yanks? He said that with a lefty on the bump, Gardner will go to the bench because he doesn't hit lefties well, and Talkman will slide in because that dude crushes lefties. Good job, Jake.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Jake.
Pitching for your New York Yankees is the cutest man alive, Masahiro Tanaka.
Masa to Gary in the trop. I've seen this song and dance before. Excited for that. Let's see where Tank's stretched out for. I don't want to give anyone what to watch for his way. Yeah, and I tweeted out like a really good Gardy stat today, and the Gardy haters still found a way to get mad at it. Gardy was actually better than Aaron Judge against right-handed pitching last year, and people still say, okay, well, what about lefties, dude? Literally no one wants him against lefty. Gardy doesn't want to play against lefties anymore. He did that. He's done. So it's good to see Talkman. Nine-hole Talkman is dangerous. I like what we're doing with Gleyber. I did hint that they should slide him down. I think every game he goes without a hit, you move him down one slot.
Yep. Okay.
You know, Urshela has earned it. Why not slide him up? Let's see, Hicksy. As you very well know, Jim, the Yanks have decent numbers against Snellgram Lifetime. Yeah, this is a fun lineup.
Snell has decent numbers against the Yankees in the trop.
In
Yankee Stadium, his numbers are
bees
his numbers
trap.
Are his
bees,
numbers
bees
are
in the trap.
God awful. Well, about as bad as you can get. But whenever he beats the Yankees, he celebrates more, which is cool because the Yankees are better than the team that he plays on, and he even said that's the reason why
he did say that.
So that's cool. Can we talk?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
In 2019, last season,
yes,
Tanaka had a complete game shutout against the Tampa Bay Rays. Okay?
I'm hip.
In 2018, Tanaka had a complete game shutout against the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, he's not stretched out for that, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes 50 pitches, complete game shutout against the Rays. Just wouldn't shock me.
Man, he's had some really nice game against the Rays. The question is just how stretched out is he? How many pitches did he give us last time?
He's pretty flexible. You wouldn't think it because he's kind
of
stiff out there.
No, I know he's flexible.
He had 50 pitches his first time out.
Okay, so what are we hoping for? 60?
75.
Yeah? That's a pretty big jump.
He's been doing a lot.
He's been doing a lot. Active.
Stretching and shit like that.
What else about it?
I don't know. What's your what to watch for?
What to watch for? What to watch for?
All right, the Rays lineup is Meadows, Lowe, Diaz, yeah. Choi, Wendell, Setsugo, Adames, Kimmer, Fenino, and Snell, Fertang. Now that we have that.
Yeah, that was really good. I mean, the first thing I was looking up is if Tanaka and Setsugo had faced each other, because I think they were both in the same league. I'm not sure. I just Googled Yokohama versus Rakuten, so I think they used to play. So I don't know. That's just one of those weird things. Those two guys end up in Tampa Bay playing baseball. It's kind of a weird world thing. What am I watching? What am I doing? What am I doing? I am watching. How about the old 1-9 tandem? Talkman's okay. Been swinging a good stick. If you remember those 2017 fun Yankees, or was it 2018 when Glaber was hitting last? I forget. 2018. That makes more sense. The Yankees had that fun 9-hole leading the top of the order for a little bit. Mike Talkman in the 9-hole with hopefully a Gary Sanchez getting going in the 8-hole against Snell, who he has good numbers against. I'd like to see that little pass of the torch. Like Snell, maybe Snell comes up. He gets Urshela with the last out in the first after Yankees score like 2 runs. And then Gary hits a solo job. Talkman double, LeMahieu double, Judge home run, Hicks home run, Stanton home run, Voit home run. And it's like, I've never seen this. This is insane. The crowd's going nuts. That's what I'm looking for. What about you?
If you're not watching the Yankees at Tampa right now, tune in.
He just saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight homers. That's what I'm watching out for.
Oh, if that's on, you're watching it. All right, turn around while I do my what to watch for.
Royal can. What's your what to watch for tonight, Jim?
Well, hear me out.
I'm going to hear you out.
You want a good what to watch for or a bad what to watch for?
Both, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glaber?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Glaber, let's get a walk. 0 for his last 19 with 0 walks.
I like that broken bat hit.
I'd take a broken bat hit. Crumball with ties. But
maybe
also.
A drop
maybe
hit.
A drop hit. Oh, a drop hit?
Yeah.
He could use a speaker shot.
Yeah.
Something's got to break his way. If not, maybe a walk.
Yeah.
Maybe get to a 3-2 count, Glabes.
How about don't swing at anything?
Well, that's
letters
the problem.
Are
that's
up.
Why he's just swinging right now. He's trying to swing his way out of the
nothing
slump.
North.
Yeah, so I'm watching out for that. And then you want to win, put Talkman in. Every game he started, which is 4, he has like a 500 on base percentage in the 4 games he started. He's starting today. He's batting 9. I love what you're saying. He's basically just going to be second leadoff because Gary will hit a homer. Talkman, right. Little single to left.
Gary, like, refreshes the game, basically. Like,
yes.
Oh, bases are clear again.
So Talkman
leadoff,
leadoff, little bloop to left. LeMahieu, little line drive single to right. Judge, bomb. Hicks, he either walks or he gets out. Then Stanton hits a home run, and we start the whole thing over again. So did I answer anything?
Not really. But I like it. Good what to watch for.
Thank you very much.
Pitching Path to Victory is a segment we do on this show.
Sometimes it's shortened to PPV.
Yeah, I like to say PPP because it doesn't make sense. It's a silent P. Victory. Victory. That wasn't silent. Masahiro Tanaka, I think we get 65 max, which against the Rays is 8 innings, so then you just hand it over. Is Otto the close? Is Britton out today? Has he pitched back-to-back days?
I think he has.
That's not fun, huh?
Let me go to bullpenusagetracker.com.
If you could go to B-U-T.com, butt.com.
The Yankees, Britain. No, he didn't pitch yesterday. They lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
Huge.
So Britain's available.
Good job, Yanks.
Save Britain for Tampa. Smart.
Britain, Otto, Chad for two, potentially?
Chad didn't pitch yesterday. He still threw 21 2 days ago, so if he goes, I don't know if he's going
nothing
like...
Nothing for Chad.
All right, so all hands on deck?
Essentially all hands on deck. No Holder and Hale.
Holder's out. Hale's out. Monty, he's not going to pitch.
Monty won't pitch today.
Yeah. And...
What are we... Four innings out of Tanaka's?
What if Tanaka gets bounced early? Who's the bulk guy? Is it King?
We haven't seen King in a while. Tropiano, that's kind of scary.
Lasagna threw 51 pitches 2 days ago, so I don't think he's going to be the bulk guy. I think King. If Tanaka gets bounced early, if he can only go through three and it's like 60 pitches, I think it's King.
Interesting point by the chat. I mean, we got 14 innings tomorrow. I mean, Garrett Cole's pitching one of the full games, so don't worry about that, but they do have to bullpen essentially a game. But that's probably Loaisiga, so you just need like four innings. So
yeah.
Not too worried about that. Sessa's back. How about Sessa?
Okay.
How about
I don't know how stretched out Sessa is, so I still think it might be King's if Tank's out early.
Interesting. It'll be interesting to see what the scoreboard says and who comes out. A little bit of a wild card day.
I love watching the scoreboard during games.
A little bit of a wild
card
day.
Especially when it changes in our favor. That's a huge moment.
Normally, we kind of have a good beat on this. I mean, I don't know. If they have a one-run lead, you think they're going to go Mike King?
Early?
Like third or fourth inning? I don't know.
Who would they go?
I don't know.
I think
Chad? Sessa?
I think they go Mike King.
Cessna?
With Hale and Holder out.
Luis Sessa?
Could be Sessa. I think Sessa's not going to give you three innings like King can.
No.
Yeah.
No Chappie yet. Interested.
Interested.
Maybe Jake's Tropiano interested. Show. Burn him out real quick.
Before Chappie comes back?
Get your bullets out of him. Oh, my God.
Give us all your bullets, Trout.
Give us all your bullets.
Someone in the Periscope said that Sessa threw 40 pitches in a sim game. So it could be Sessa then. The Sessinator.
I like it. I like Tank to Sess. I'm going to believe.
The Tank Sess. Masatenko, Luis Sesso.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Avalon's always ready to go. You know, don't sell him short.
Why don't we travel on? Does anyone have good numbers versus Tank on their team?
I think Austin Meadows, who's batting leadoff today, in a smaller sample, has pretty good numbers. I think he's the only guy with a home run.
3 for 11. Zunino has the best numbers.
Don't.
6 for 21 with 2 dingers. And you've been shit-talking him all week, so you've kind of set yourself up for a Zunino.
He's bad. Okay. He's bad. Let's see. Choi is 4 for 14. Joey Wendell. Nobody with Yandy Diaz and Brandon Lowe, the 2 and 3 hitters, have bad numbers. Everyone else is okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
How about Snell? And then we'll move on to homer draft, but I want to find out what Yankees...
Hicks, Stanton, Glaber have homers off him. Gary has 4.
4 homers versus Snell?
Yeah.
So he homered yesterday.
Homered yesterday.
So that's a good way to build on.
Be a good way to build on a little
bit. Didn't, like, two of those come in the same game? Didn't he, like, pop them?
Could have been a double, Gare.
I think it was.
Or maybe it was back-to-back games or something like that.
Mm.
Like they saw Snell in the Trop and then the stadium. It was either same game or like back-to-back.
Yeah, I'll find out in one Mississippi.
Find out in 1 second for us.
Two Mississippi.
DJ LeMahieu, 6 for 13, and that's obvious. It's just his stats against every pitcher. Luke Voit, 0 for 6. Aaron Judge, 1 for 14.
No, it wasn't. We were wrong on all accounts.
All accounts?
He hit one home run off Snell in 2017, one home run off Snell in 2018, one home run in Snell in 2019, and one home run in Snell. So 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, Gary's gotten a home run off Snell. So that's something that needs to keep happening. Mm-hmm. So look for that. Every single year of both of their careers,
one a year.
Gary has hit a home run off Snell. Like clockwork.
just got a text from Zach, so.
What'd he say?
We can't talk about it.
Am I on the thread?
No. It's just me and him.
Oh, because he's picking your homer draft.
We're talking about the homer
draft. Did you just text him that you're going to take Gary? I'll knock both of you out.
Jim.
This was before you started talking about Gary.
It's pre-Gary.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you guys taking?
Gary's not mentioned. Let's go to the
homer draft. It's the homer draft.
Zach, I'd like you to start singing the homer draft with us. Is that okay?
I'll do my best.
Well, he's going to outshine us. He's a professional singer. He's got an album on Spotify.
Crooked Ways.
I'm going to play.
Who's going first?
Zach usually knows that.
Jake's going first.
Let's give some credit to Jimmy. Gets his first win and just a dominant homer draft.
Ha! This is awesome. Thanks, guys.
Well done, sir.
Can I play Zach's song for everyone real quick?
Well done.
Don't copyright us, Zach. This is Zach's band, producer Zach. Is this going to embarrass you?
He's proud of his stuff. Got to be proud of your
stuff. It's awesome. I get this stuck in my head a lot. What I get stuck in my head.
Spring to deck, spring training, man.
That was a long time.
Yeah.
Go check out Crooked Ways on
Spotify.
Almost
killed you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We almost killed you pre-COVID.
All right, my first pick is going
to... Are you up first? Is he up first?
Yeah.
No. Jake's up first.
Oh. Here's a bag of
I'm
shit.
I'm sorry.
Run away. I'm going to take... Let's see. I could see Voit getting one. He wants one. LeMahieu's been pretty good. Is Glaber breakout today? All right. I'm going to be nice to you today. I'm going to take Gary Sanchez.
Was that the text?
Run away. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I actually hate Zach's pick for the homer draft. But I trust them, too. Who are you taking? You have the two middle picks.
Mm. You're taking.
Yeah, the
two middle picks.
Let me look at the lineup, since obviously I was taking Gary.
God.
I kind of hate my pick for the draft now, too, after you read his stats. So it's kinda...
I'm taking Aaron Judge. And I'm taking DJ LeMahieu.
I like the LeMahieu pick as eyeing him a little bit. Zach.
Yeah.
Let's do this live.
Okay.
You texted me.
Yeah.
And you suggested Luke Voit.
I did.
Then you heard the 0-for-6 thing.
I did.
And that scared you off a little bit.
Scared me because I didn't think of his stats against Snell, which is something I should have taken into account.
It's okay.
But, my thought was that he wants a home run after last night, after just missing it.
Right.
And then he's ahead of Glaber, and Glaber's had people who are hitting home runs in front of him.
Oh, I love that thought process. Yeah. People keep stealing Glaber's shine.
We're taking Luke Voit.
That's an awesome thought process.
Zach, I've probably done close to 300 homer drafts. How many?
Hey,
four?
If you read.
And that was the best logic I would have ever had.
Yeah, yeah. If you read Voit's stat line versus Snell, strikeout, walk, fly ball, deep center field.
Deep center.
Walk, line out. That means he hit it hard. Walk, line out, deep left field.
It's a dumb 0-for-6.
Yeah.
Do you believe in Do?
What kind?
Andujar.
Ah.
Heavy question. Tune in to Talkin' Yanks.
Yeah, it's a talk for another time.
All right, so I've got Voit and Gary Sanchez, and you have LeMahieu and Wade. Okay, on to the over-under.
Jake lied, I don't have Wade. For the people that just joined.
You just joined. You heard a lie.
You heard a lie.
Half of it. DJ and Judge?
DJ and Judge.
It's a good pick. First two hitters in the lineup.
And they're opening up. Homer.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Tune in!
Five straight homers. I had DJ doubling before the homer streak.
Yeah, well, you're a dumb idiot.
I am a dumb idiot.
Over under. I've got it at 8.5.
8.5. Blake Snell, Masahiro Tanaka, are playing ball here.
Is Jake guessing or am I just putting
it up?
Yeah,
he's thinking.
What the fuck? We're a little wonky here at John Boy Media today.
Make it
I love 8.5.
Okay.
But I hate guessing the same thing, so I'm going 9.
I like 9 more than 8.5.
Ooh.
I was lying. Yeah. I loved 8.5.
It was 8.5.
I mean, I was just trying to make
way.
You. I was
there was
to,
no other
I was
way
trying
it could
to
be
make. I'm so good at guessing what Vegas is going to make. Out of the three things we do, the one thing we don't keep track of is, did we guess their line right? Because that's the best that I'm good at. I'm going over.
Did we get it wrong yesterday or right? It was 10 and it was 9 or something like that?
You had it wrong. It was, yep, you exactly what you said. It was at 10 and they scored 9.
Damn.
What the hell?
Would have been cool if Voight hit that homer, huh?
Oh, yeah. For
homer
reasons,
draft.
Yeah.
Over under. Husker do's, Husker don'ts. 8.5. Tank is going to shove. He looks good. Those middle Yankee
I'm
innings.
I'm worried
are
about the middle innings. Yeah.
Yanks are going to get Snell. Rays, are they going to their good bullpen? They had an off day, so their bullpen's fresh. I'll go under. I think the Rays are trying to turn it on. They've been waiting for this series. We get a, you know, you're looking at a 5-1 Yankees 5 solo home runs.
I like that.
Yeah.
5-1 is the under.
5-1 is the under.
I'm taking the under.
Yeah.
You've sold me. Wait, Rob has the final at 5-4.
Yesterday or today? Oh,
today.
Today he's got it.
That's the over.
That doesn't affect me.
That's the over. That sounds good, too.
Sounds good, too.
Shit.
Rays have their best. They had an off day yesterday. They got their best bullpen. They got beat by the Sox 5-0 the day before, so they didn't use. They got Snell to their good guys. They've been waiting for this series. Besides the 5 solo shots, they're going to look good.
But I think they may put up some runs.
About that.
All right, I'm going to stick with whatever I last said. What was it?
I think you were with Rob on the over.
No, I never locked that.
I'm picking first because you got mad about my potential copy pick thing, copycat picks. I'm going under.
So now you want me to play the strategy where I pick different than you to try and... Oh, you're trying to rope me into... Oh, my God. The head game's going on here. Under. Locked in.
It's a good pick.
Locked into the under.
Run away.
See you guys. Have a great weekend. Over the weekend, we do these on Instagram Live, not on all these platforms.